You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game. This side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Justin from Ferndale is. Justin, are you there?
I sure am. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Justin. Question for you, though. Were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room?
You know, I was Monday and Tuesday, but not yesterday.
Oh.
Good. I'm glad you called today as opposed to yesterday.
All right. Justin is ready. Steve, that means you got to get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many minutes are in 2 hours?
120.
Yes. What is Costco's exclusive private label brand?
Kirkland.
Yes. What instrument did Chris Cornell play when he founded Soundgarden?
Guitar?
No.
Drums.
Yes. In what decade was Hewlett-Packard founded?
Pass.
What's the name of the hand from the Addams Family?
Thing.
Correct. What was Ponce de Leon in search of when he discovered Florida?
Pass all call.
What color is diamond dust?
Black.
Yes, it is. What must a mole do every 4 hours so it doesn't die?
Go to the bathroom?
No.
Breathe?
No.
Pass.
What company produced the Brownie camera?
Kodak.
Yes. With that, Justin, you got 6 correct.
Hey, not bad for no cheat sheet.
Not bad at all. I'm hoping Steve does really bad. Steve is back in the studio. But the question is, sir, are you ready?
Yes!
How many minutes are in 2 hours?
120.
Correct. What is Costco's exclusive private label brand?
Oh, I love it. Kirkland.
Yeah.
Let's
what
go.
Instrument did Chris Cornell play when he founded Soundgarden?
He was their drummer, which
he
is crazy.
Was. In what decade was Hewlett-Packard founded?
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
70s.
No. Damn. What's the name of the hand from the Addams Family?
Thing.
Yes. What was Ponce de Leon in search of when he discovered Florida?
His baby mama.
No.
meth?
No.
Bath salts?
No. What color is diamond dust?
Silver?
No.
Black?
Yes. What must a mole do every 4 hours so it doesn't die?
How do I tactfully say it? Have a happy...
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Poop?
No.
Blink?
No. What company produced the Brownie camera?
UPS?
No.
Polaroid?
No.
Kodak?
Yes. The Vezina trophy is given in what sport?
Hockey.
It is.
Best goalie.
And with that, Steve... You get 7, and that is a win.
Yeah.
7-6.
Steve.
Sorry,
good game, Justin.
Yeah, great game.
We're the best around.
Hewlett-Packard was founded in the 1930s.
I should have kept going down lower.
Ponce de Leon was looking for the Fountain of Youth.
That's right.
Yes.
I was going to think gold, but Fountain of Youth, yeah.
A mole must eat every 4 hours or else it will die.
Oh, that would have been a lot more logical of a guess. Eat. Hey, but,
yeah, he's got to get a little snacky snack.
So he's got a Snickers in his fanny pack.
Oh, God. If you would like to shop the Rock Shop for the latest and greatest threads, we now have an I Beat Migs shirt. And it's got your face on it, Steve.
It does.
Dogman Steve.
Dogman style, baby. Thanks to my buddy Chris for creating it. It looks awesome.
He did such a great job. You can check it out at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a very simple question we would like to ask you, but we need for you to call now so that we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK. And we promise, it is a simple question. So call now. 206-803-ROCK. And we will take your calls after Audio Slave. George Wendt died yesterday morning at the age of 76. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers.
Yes.
He played that character for 11 seasons.
I mean, I don't think people realize how massive that show was back in the day. Like, I think it was like 80 million people watched like the season finale. One of the top, I think it might have been the second highest amount of viewers ever to watch a sitcom or a show.
Oh, it's so
crazy.
Yeah. That's one of my earliest memories was watching that show with my parents.
Hell
at the time.
Yeah.
So his character was obviously very well known for making these entrances into the bar. So then Peacock put together a montage of every time Norm Peterson enters a bar. And it's on their YouTube channel. We grabbed a couple highlights.
It sounds like this.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
Lay it down, Norm. What do you know?
Not enough.
Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm!
What's up, Norm?
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
What can I do for you, Norm?
Well, I am going to need something to kill time before my second beer. How about a first one?
You got it.
That was always like the thing you wish you could have, like especially during those times, like you walk into a bar and the theme song says everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
But I remember being a kid just loving Norm. Like, he was like the guy I wish. I didn't know anything about George Wendt. He could be a nice guy for all I know.
Sure.
But I remember just thinking Norm would be the coolest guy to hang out at a bar with or hang out anywhere with because he was such a fun-loving dude.
Well, that right there, Steve, leads us to want to ask a simple question. And that question is this. What TV character would you want to hang out with? So not the actor that played the character.
Right.
The character that they played.
Not George Wendt.
Norm. So Rachel from Linwood, what TV character would you want to hang out with?
It would probably be Pinky, and I would hang out with the Brain.
Oh, nice.
Pinky and the Brain.
Steve doesn't know. It was after his time.
It's after my time. It truly was. I know the name. I don't know anything about the show. What was so
great
about
it? They were going to take over the world, Pinky and the Brain.
Was it a cartoon?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a great one.
Nickelodeon?
Probably.
Okay.
206-803-ROCK. Matthew from Woodinville. What TV character would you want to hang out with?
I hope Danny doesn't get upset because I'm changing my answer.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I want to hang out with Mork.
Of Mork and Mindy.
Yeah.
Nanu Nanu.
How much weed are you going to smoke with Mork?
As much as he wants to.
I anticipate that Mork would have a very high weed tolerance.
That was such a stupid show. And I loved it. Don't get me wrong. But really, it's such a stupid show. Do you remember it?
I totally remember watching that.
Didn't he like arrive in an egg?
Yes.
And when he was born, he was super, super old.
Yes.
It's kind of like Benjamin Button. Like as he got older, he got younger.
It was a weird show for sure.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Zach is on Vashon Island. Our simple question, what TV character would you want to hang out with?
I'm going to have to go with Bender from Futurama.
That's awesome.
He can keep up with me, man. He can throw him down.
I like it.
Hitting the bar with Bender.
206-803-ROCK. Zach from Gig Harbor. What TV character would you want to hang out with? Zach.
Hello, Zach.
I think we lost Zach.
Zach gave up.
All right, what about you?
Well, mine is because I had a big crush on him back in the day.
Oh, and so you're hoping to hook up with this person, not just hang out.
He's a cartoon, though. Trent from Daria. Daria's friend, Jane's brother.
I hated Daria.
You hated Daria?
I hated
Oh my God, I love that show. Mostly for Trent. But if there was ever like a human cartoon thing that could happen, I would have gotten with Trent so bad.
Oh, man. if we're going down that road, I would go Chitara from Thundercats.
Oh, that's a good choice, too.
Whoa. You like Daria?
Yes.
I was always so pissed when Beavis and Butthead would end, and then it would be Daria, or like, what was that other one? Aeon Flux?
I never watched that one.
That was also. Like, yo, all right, Danny, what TV character would you want to hang out with?
Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
Also,
I would actually probably go with when she played Tiffany in 90210 because she was more of the bad girl.
She was naughty on that show.
Yeah, so yeah, let's go with that one instead.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. You know what other one I think would be kind of fun to hang with would be, what the hell is his name in So How I Met Your Mother? Doogie Howser's. Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, yes, that's a good one
Barney.
Too.
Barney. Yeah, Barney would be fun. You could be his wingman.
Suit up and go play laser tag together.
It's a great choice.
Honestly, that whole cast. The whole, I would just want to go to the bar with them and drink.
Yeah, even Ted.
Yeah.
Early Ted. But not like, as the show went on, he kind of became like Ross from Friends. After a while, you're like, I'm just sick of your crap, man. Like, get it together.
What are the texters saying?
Speaking of Friends, somebody said Joey from Friends.
Oh, that's a good choice, too.
I can't think of a better pick from that show.
You would eat really well because he was always hungry. He was always looking for, you know, some good meal. So that'd be fun.
Someone texted in and said, Meatwad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That show was so awesome. It was like watching an acid trip on the Cartoon Network, right?
Absolutely.
So great.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is official. Dick's Drive-In is opening a new Everett restaurant on June 12th. I am counting down the days. Many, like I am, are stoked.
You going day one?
Of course. It's a Thursday. I'll be there. So many saw this as an opportunity, though, to make fun of little old Everett. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It is official.
Yes.
Dick's Drive-In is opening a location in Everett, and the date is June 12th. There's a King 5 report on it.
Everett will soon have its very first Dick's Drive-In. It will be the 10th location for the iconic Seattle business. This new Everett location will officially open on June 12th. The local chain CEO says people can also win the chance to help cut the ribbon and be one of the first customers to eat at the new Everett spot. 12 people will win an orange ticket. People can learn how to enter on the Dick's website.
So is that now the furthest north that Dix has gone? Because what was it? Edmonds, right?
Edmonds, yep. Yeah. So we finally have one closer to me.
You know what? If they ever open up one in Puyallup, I might have to start eating meat again. I can't live in the same city as Dix and not go to Dix all
I'll
the
drive
time.
You there.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, of course.
That sounds great.
So many have had jokes on Dix opening up in Everett. So let's go straight to the comments.
And actually, more of the jokes seem to be about Everett. Just being Everett, but as opposed to Dix. But still, we found some of those comments, and we figured who better to read these comments about Dix than the most famous Dick of all time. Infamous. Richard Nixon.
Oh, great.
Tricky Dick, former president of the United States. So you're ready for the first comment, as read to us by Richard Nixon.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Great decision, Dix. Finally a place where you can get robbed and a deluxe at the same time.
Yes. Well, I think you could do that at Capitol Hill as well.
I mean, you could pretty much do that at any location.
Yeah, Kent one as well. Yeah. Maybe not Wallingford. I feel like you're pretty... it's close to the U District.
Depends on the time.
Yeah. You're kind of screwed no matter where you go.
Everett getting a Dix is like putting whipped cream on a dumpster fire.
You know what? As someone who used to live in Everett many moons ago, it has come a long way. We are making improvements in Everett. It is not the Everett of yesteryear.
I think it was in someone who's lived in Everett many years ago. You are absolutely yeah. correct. It is a dumpster fire.
Can't wait for the Everett Dix to debut their new menu item, the deluxe with a side of meth.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, of course.
On the secret menu.
French fries with a still sprinkle of meth.
The blue stuff. That's yes. the good stuff.
Old move to install big signs that just say Dix in a city where that's already most of the population.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, Ryan Kessel is from there. The drunk in charge, which spells...
The D.
I see.
Yeah.
Everett's getting a Dix, which means it's now the only city where you can get a burger, meth, and stabbed, all within a 3-minute walk.
That is pretty exciting.
I mean, that's kind of accurate, I guess.
Yeah, no lies detected from our former president, who was known for lying.
That's true.
Everett's new Dix has a secret menu item. Ask for the bail bond burger or the fentanyl flavored shake.
Okay. There are a few bail bonds I noticed in Dix and Everett.
I mean, there's a little section where if you drive, it's like almost every corner is another bail bond.
It's like Bikini Barista, bail bonds place. Bikini Barista, bail bonds
place.
They
know their community.
And now Dix.
Mm. Ain't gonna lie, I'm hungry as f. Now give me two deluxe. One fry and a chocolate shake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I disagree.
What's your order?
Deluxe, two fry, strawberry shake.
Mm.
You?
I get two cheese, a fry, and a small Diet Coke.
Mm. I'd ask Danny, but Danny's a Dix snob.
I go to In-N-Out instead,
which is perfect for then this comment.
In-N-Out is better. Hashtag facts.
Apparently
hashtag lies.
Yeah, hashtag go F yourself.
Can I read you the new clue?
Oh, to find the orange ticket.
The orange ticket. Yeah, this is clue number two, everyone.
Because we crushed it yesterday. We were so off.
By the waves where the sea breezes hark, stands a tower that glows after dark. There's a beach you can roam, boats taking folks home, and maybe catch lunch in the park.
Is that like Anthony's? Like the pier?
Maybe. I was thinking
in Everett, and then like they have like that little like the like on the waterfront.
Yeah, I think there's like a little a ferry that takes you out to Hat Island, like a foot passenger ferry. So I was thinking maybe that area.
Is there like some kind of light tower at Discovery Park?
I have no idea.
It's very tricky. This is orange ticket number two. So
I think it'd be funny if Dix was putting all their orange tickets at like different fast food places just to go like kind of. Wouldn't that be a great way to declare war?
Yes.
Like, it's at Burger King. Tell them you want the deluxe.
Scoot over. Yeah. Dix is in town.
We're here.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Is there a sports jersey that you would pay top dollar for?
Ooh, the Marshawn Lynch grabbing the ding ding jersey. Mm.
For one person, they dropped over $2 million for a jersey. We're going to tell you what won when we go through what's trending after Scorpions. As you get up, get going, and move through your morning, you might be curious about the world of pop culture because there's so much information, so many stories out there. But we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show?
Conan O'Brien has confirmed that he is being cast in an iconic film franchise.
Conan O'Brien here. I've got big news. I'm going to be in Toy Story 5. Isn't that crazy? Legendary franchise. These films are amazing. I can't believe this.
I'm saying this against my will. He is the perfect character. You don't even make the character look just like Conan with that big-ass hair.
Oh, yeah.
Like, facially, he looks like a Pixar character.
He is a cartoon. He
Does
really
he not,
is.
Though? It's like this, like, he's... And I love Conan. And, I mean, look, I know I have very strange features as well. So, strange features, no strange features. And he's... He looks like a caricature.
I'm excited about it. He's going to be Smarty Pants. Toy Story 5 is coming out June 19th of next year, 2026. So we got to wait a little bit. But we've been so obsessed with Toy Story that I haven't even dropped this news to Barrett yet that Toy Story 5 is coming out. He's going to lose it.
So he's a fan of all
of them. He loves Toy Story.
I have only watched a little bit of the first one. I know a lot about it just from like clips and stuff like that, but we tried watching it in college.
Oh.
And this is back when I first started experimenting with the marijuana. And we all got very stoned and we put it on and I had a panic attack.
Oh no.
I don't know why, but the cartoon just was like the visuals. It was just too much. We had to call the school nurse because I thought I was dying. It was bad. It was so bad. I ended up just like in a fetal position on my dorm bed until it finally blew over.
You just need to watch Toy Story responsibly, okay?
Apparently, do not watch Toy Story while stoned, kids. Let me tell you. All right, so the Chicago Bulls, you might have heard of Michael
Who?
Jordan. He's a guy, a uniform that he wore, his shorts and his jersey, just sold for $2.6 million at an auction. Here's a news report talking about it.
The Bulls jersey and shorts Michael Jordan wore for 17 games sold for $2.6 million over the weekend.
Wow.
He wore the uniform.
I didn't realize that he's doing the news with Owen Wilson, who seems very entertained by this story. Wow.
Wow.
He wore the uniform during the 92-93 season, which was the Bulls' first three-peat, and the season before he retired for the first time. He swapped out jerseys more often after he returned. And Jordan was shown in the jersey on the cover of an October 1993 issue of Sports Illustrated.
Wow.
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 She seems so... Wow. She is the meme of the guy that's really geeked out about Michael Jordan and his jersey, and she's just kind of staring into space like...
Wow.
Cool story, bro.
Is there a jersey that you would love to have?
I mean, I've never really been like a big jersey person.
Oh, here we go.
I just haven't. No wonder I just
why
haven't.
You don't I always wondered why you don't have jerseys when Danny and I are rocking jerseys at like the Kraken game or the Mariners game.
You guys have enough. I mean, I have an old Griffey jersey that I love very, very much. So that's probably like the one that's most special to me. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not really a jersey collector. You guys have enough for me to share.
Money's no object then, Danny. What jersey would you want?
You know, honestly, it's going to surprise you. Probably a Shaquille O'Neal jersey from his time on the Orlando Magic.
Great pick. That jersey was so cool.
I used to have, like, one when I was a kid. But, like, I grew out of it, obviously, and went on. But it was like, for some reason, that jersey is so iconic to me.
And I'll get a Penny Hardaway one. And we could be matching twins.
I think I had one of those, actually.
A lot going on with Katy Perry. I mean, if you've been seeing any of the footage from her shows, she's got some very interesting dance moves.
I feel like somebody swapped her out with an alien.
She doesn't seem
all there anymore.
You look in her eyes and you're like, are we home, Katie? What's going on? But at a recent show in Las Vegas, she was teasing a fan for messaging her fiance, Orlando Bloom, and was jokingly warning this fan to stop doing that. She called the fan out by name and then wanted to make sure the fan knew that he is hers and told them to back off.
If you keep DMing my man. Oh, Kyle? I know.
Get him!
You've been doing it for months, ever since the residency. You didn't come to see me play. If you keep DMing my man, I'm going to have you removed.
This is where Kyle or whoever the guy's name is dies. Because she's like just turned all of her energy towards that guy and all these girls sound pissed at him.
Oh, yeah. They're going to support their girl.
Have you ever had to deal with something like that?
No.
No?
No.
Never like when I like say, hey, stop talking to my man.
You leave Brad alone. No, never.
What about ladies man Danny over here?
No.
What?
So, yeah. Not that I can remember anyway.
I had it happen once.
Oh, yeah?
Was someone sliding into your DMs or your wife's DMs?
This is back in the MySpace days.
Oh, gosh.
I was hanging out with this chick. I did not realize she was dating. And the guy sent me this message like, hey, that girl you're hanging out with, that's my girlfriend.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man, this guy's going to want to kick my ass. And then he goes, I'm a big fan of the show. I just if you're not really into dating her, can you please stop? I'm like, wait, so if I was interested in her, you'd be okay with it. Like, if I wanted to pursue, like, an actual relationship. But if I'm just, like, trying to hook up, then please stop doing it.
Or was he wondering if you wanted to be their third?
I didn't ask any more questions. I did ask her some questions. Like, dude, I've been broken up with that guy for a while. He just doesn't understand that. I'm like, well, he thinks you're still together. Oh, you might want to have a conversation with him because this is getting really awkward.
Oh, MySpace.
I did think of one.
Of course you had one.
It's kind of the same kind of thing. I was like hooking up with this girl. I didn't realize that she was on a break with her boyfriend, but then she got back with the boyfriend. Months later, I found out because he was a waiter at a local restaurant and we went to eat breakfast there, me and my mom, and the guy was being so passive aggressive to me and I didn't know who he was. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know Cynthia. And I immediately put two and two together and he's like, yeah, buddy, we'll meet out in the back after you eat. Pretty sure I ate a lot of spit that day because I ate my food without even realizing it. And I was just like, what is this guy's problem? Well, it's because I hooked up with his girlfriend when they were on a break.
I'll be honest, I thought you said, like, when he was being passive aggressive, you're like, I like the, you know, the hash browns with the two eggs. He's like, oh, two eggs. Only pansies get two eggs. Most men get three eggs, if not more.
I mean, honestly, almost. Wow. It was very awkward.
That's awesome.
With mom.
Yeah, my mom was like, what's going on?
Why does this guy want to kick your ass? I don't know, Mom. I think he's spitting my omelet.
Also, why do they always direct their, you know, anger at the, you know, it's the girl you got to take this beef up with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You should look at me like, hey, take it up with your whore girlfriend, not me.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? He has a record of 165 wins, 58 losses, and 38 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.